I want to read with you, please, a few verses from the book of Ezra, and we'll read in chapter 9. The book of Ezra and chapter 9. Ezra chapter 9, and we'll read in verse 1. Now, when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands." Verse 3. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I arose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and said, "O my God, I am ashamed, and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage." And we do trust that God will graciously bless the reading and the consideration of his good word, both tonight and over the weekend in his will. As you read the word of God, it is always important to take note of time markers, things which are said to indicate the passage of time. And you will see in verse number 1, as we read together, the verse begins, the chapter begins, "Now when these things were done." And we would need to ask ourselves, what things? What things had been done? Well, a great deal had happened in the course of Ezra and the small company, relatively small company, that came with him out of Babylonian captivity back to Jerusalem. You will remember that the first recovery at the end of the 70-year captivity, the first recovery had taken place well about 77 or 8 years. Interesting, this is the 77th conference of the assembly here at Garnavillo. A lot happens in that kind of a time. And it was exactly that kind of time span since the first recovery under the leadership of Zerubbabel and of Joshua. It was a much bigger recovery in those days. Probably when Zerubbabel and Joshua came from Babylon to rebuild the house of God at Jerusalem, about 50 or 60,000 Jews came up under that recovery. And of course, not everything went smoothly. They laid the foundation of the temple, but then because of the work of the adversary, the work ceased for the best part of 15 years. God raised up men like Haggai, Zechariah. Men of God came along with the word of God. And that had an impact upon the people of God. And they rose up and they worked again, and eventually the house was complete. But then God was working in the heart of Ezra, a scribe. He was a priestly man, and he was also a scribe. But above all else, he was a man, we read earlier in the book, who had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach it to the people of Israel. Good when God raises up men who have a burden and a desire for the well-being of God's people.